you've just joined us, we're talking about a school in an impoverished area of Ekurhuleni. It's alleged angry parents that torched some of the mobile class units there yesterday, frustrated because promised bricks and mortar structures have never materialized. Bongani Malinga is the chairperson of the school's governing body and joins us now and on the line. Bongani, good morning to you. Thank you for your time. What on earth happened at Tabotuna yesterday?
Thank you, sir, for the opportunity. Yesterday, there was a meeting, I called a meeting to brief the parents about the progress of building a new school.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, then the department has failed me to give me the positive answer where or how far is the progress of the school. Then the meeting was out of hand while I was delivering the feedback that the department has sent me nothing about the progress of building a new school.
Okay, and then?
And then the parents were angry, and then they shifted me at the gate because the meeting was held outside the premises of the school.
Yeah.
Then the parents shifted me angry at the way of the school, then they forced themselves in the school.
And then what happened, Bongani?
Then the parents then that were angry, then they start damaging the school. They burnt up some mobile containers, 7 of them.
And these containers were being used as classrooms?
Yes, these containers were used as classrooms.
These are parents of children who attend the school, to be clear.
This were the community, not the parents and community where they, because the school is located in a squatter camp.
Sure, I mean, obviously the parents would be from that community, but I just want to make sure I understand you. Are you, because the information I have is that some of the people who are responsible for this action have children who attend that school.
Yes.
Do we know who these people are?
I don't know, because there are a lot of parents.
But surely before the fracas started, you would have been able to identify the people who are attending the meeting. I mean, have we reported some of the names to the police? What's the next step?
We reported the matter, but unfortunately, as I said, there was more people than we used to be when we hold our parents' meeting.
Yeah.
Then there were more people, more young people, there were more people.
And so what happens next? I mean, if those mobile units have been burnt down, when the children need to be back in class, where are they going to learn?
We'll have a meeting with the SGP and try to figure it out. What is the next step from now?
But obviously the learners can't go back to those burnt classrooms, can they?
No, it can't be. They are damaged beyond repair.
And that's basically it. Bongani Malinga, I appreciate you coming on. I think this is an issue you as the SGB should take up with the police, where you can identify the people who are perpetrators of this awful, awful crime, because that's what it is. Then I think certainly that's something you should follow up. Bongani Malinga there, the chairperson of the school's governing body at Tabotuna, where members of the community, he says, burnt the school, frustrated because they expected some feedback on bricks and mortar structures being erected in that community. And as you would figure out, now the kids don't have anywhere to study because that's what the communities did.